Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
April 2nd, and we are discussing Pesach. So, says in the Haggadah, as you know, that Rabbi Gamliel says, Kol shelo amar shlosha dvar malolo b'pesach lo yatsu yadei chavasa. If you didn't say these three things, then you have not fulfilled your obligation. What are the three things?
Pesach Matzah Bar.
Okay, fine. So, there is a machlokes about whether Pesach Matzah Bar that Rabbi Gamliel is talking about, the simple meaning is that you're not yoytze magid. There's several mitzvahs you do at Pesach night. There's Sibur Yetzis Mitzrayim, which we are yoytze with magid. Sibur Yetzis Mitzrayim is a mitzvah daraisa. And we're yoytze with, that's magid is Sibur Yetzis Mitzrayim. There's the mitzvah of achilas matzah, which is also daraisa. There's the mitzvah of achilas maror, which bizman habayis was daraisa, bizmanin was only derabbanan. There's the mitzvah of arba kosos. Arba kosos is derabbanan. Even bizman habayis, that's derabbanan. And there's the mitzvah of halel. Halel, it's unclear to me whether it's a daraisa or derabbanan. It's for sure a mitzvah. The question is whether it's daraisa or derabbanan. Presumably it's derabbanan, but it might be a daraisa. I'm not sure with halal where to place that. So we do all these mitzvahs on Pesach night. Karpas is a derabbanan. To do karpas, that's also a derabbanan. We don't make a bracha of Asher Kedishanu al achilas karpas, but it is a mitzvah derabbanan to do karpas. So the Pasha Pshat is that Rabbi Gamliel means if you didn't say Pesach Matzah Maror, you weren't yoytze magid. You weren't yoytze sipur yitzchus mitzrayim. You have to say those words in order to be yoytze the mitzvah of magid. Rabbi Zenworth showed me today that it is a machlokes harishonim, that there is a Ramban that learns that if you don't say Pesach Matzah Maror, you're not yoytze Pesach Matzah and Maror. What I'm going to be saying is that you have to explain what the Pesach is, what the Matzah is, what the Maror is, in order to be yoytze the mitzvah Pesach Matzah and Maror, which is a little bit different way of learning it. If that is true, then saying Pesach today wouldn't be necessary, because we're not yoytze the mitzvah of Pesach anyway. We don't have a current Pesach. When you say Pesach, you don't say Pesach zu. You don't point to anything. Matzah, you say matzah zu al shumah, and you point to the matzah, or hold up the matzah. Maror, you say maror zeh al shumah, and you either hold up the maror or point to the maror. Pesach, you're not allowed to point to anything, because we don't have a Pesach. You're not supposed to point to the zeraya, which is on the Ka'ara, because the Zeraya is only a Zecher. You're not supposed to make it into as if it was really the Karm Pesach. So, according to the Ramban, there would be no point really today in saying Pesach, other than just to remember what it was in the time of the Mikdash. But it wouldn't be true today to say that you're not Yaitse without saying the word Pesach, because we don't have that mitzvah anyway. But according to this simple meaning, it's referring to Magid. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah learns. Many Rishonim learn this way. The Mishnah Berurah goes with this, that the reason why you have to say Pesach Matzah and Maror is for Magid. Now, question is, what is Rabbi Gamliel coming to say to us? What is he coming to teach us? So, Rabbi Fleshel asked me to speak to some of his college students last week about the Haggadah. So I said to them that there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you tell the story. Whenever you tell a story, there are key parts of the story, and then there are parts that are interesting, but they're not significant to the story. You could leave those parts out and still get the story. So I told them, for example, if I was going to tell you three words from a story, and you tell me which story I'm talking about, bears, porridge, and beds. So you know I'm talking about Golas, right? Golas, right? Right? Because so, those three words are critical to the story. You can't tell the story without the word bears. You can't tell the story without the word porridge or the word beds. Those are critical to the story. You could tell the story without the word door, even though Goldilocks walked through the door. You're going to say the word door, but you can leave the word door out and you won't ruin the story. You still have the story. So I asked them, tell me if you have to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I told them the Exodus. So tell me critical words from the story. That you can't tell the story without these words. So they said, I mean, they said it in English, but they said Paro. They said slavery, Avdus. They said Makkos. They said Moshe Rabbeinu. They said Geula. Right. You have to say those things. Otherwise, really, you have to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, the story makes no sense. You have to say B'nai Yisrael. I mean, otherwise, you can't leave those words out and still tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You got to say the basic point is, Klal Yisrael were Avadim in Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. I guess you could leave out Moshe Rabbeinu. The Haggadah leaves out Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. We were slaves to Parah. Avodim ayinu l'Parah b'Mitzrayim. Vayotzeinu Hashem l'kinu misham. You have to say those words. Otherwise, you don't have to see where it says Mitzrayim. Do you need the word Pesach, Matzah, or Marah to tell the story? You don't need it. You can tell the whole story. Don't say a word about Pesach, or Matzah, or Marah. And you have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what is Rabbi Gamliel coming to tell us? So it seems to me that what Rabbi Gamliel is coming to say is that you may have thought that you could be yoytze the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim without the words Pesach, Matzah, or Marah. I'm coming to tell you it's not true. If you tell the story, the whole story, and you leave out the words Pesach, Matzah, and Marar, you have not been Yaitse Yechiv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That you haven't done it. You haven't told the story. Even though you wouldn't have thought that way. You would have thought these three words aren't so critical to the story. No, they are critical to the story. Now, this is very important because the chiyuv of Magid is that everybody has to either say it or hear it. Either say it or hear it. You don't have to read every single word in the Haggadah, but you have to be aware of what's going on. You have to hear it. It's clear that the way they used to do the Haggadah, one person would read it, and everybody else would hear it. And the person who's reading it would translate it also for anybody who didn't know Lashon Kodesh. So, the Rama himself writes that you should translate it for people who don't understand it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if there's a mishareses, there's a maid, she's a Jewish maid, who's working during the Seder, make sure that she comes in for Pesach Matzah Marah. Because if she misses that, lo yatzadei chavasai. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is chiyuv on men and women. All the mitzvahs halayla are both men and women. There's no difference in men and women for the night of Pesach.
Who says that there's a Jewish maid?
The Mishnah Berurah.
Why would she not be chayiv and everything? Like, why is she missing?
No. So he says, if she can't be there, for whatever reason, she can't be in the room for the rest of Magid, make sure that she comes into the room for Pesach Matzah Marah. Because that's going to be the bare minimum. That's what he says. At the bare minimum, she has to hear Pesach Matzah Marah. Because without that, you're not Yaitse. He says, and L'chadchila, she should also hear the Makkos. But the bare minimum is Pesach Matzah Marah. Now, the words Pesach Matzah Marah, you can't say that's the bare minimum. There's no story. But you got to say, Avadim hayinu l'faro b'mitzrayim ayotzeinu Hashem elokeinu misham. You got to say those words. Or hear those words. So when he says, make sure she's in the room for Pesach Matzah Marah, he doesn't mean without the basic story. The basic story that was one sentence. So she's got to hear the basic story and Pesach Matzah Marah. Now, Pesach Matzah Marah doesn't mean just those three words. It means the paragraphs that follow Pesach Matzah Marah, where it says why we have Pesach, why Matzah, why Marah. So, it seems to me, what Rabbi Gamliel is coming to teach us is that there are three critical pieces that you wouldn't have realized, not just these words, but there are concepts that these words symbolize, that if you don't tell the story and incorporate these three concepts, you missed it. You missed the boat. So what are the three things? So I'm going to skip Pesach and come back to that because that's a little bit less obvious. The Baal Haggadah says, Matzah zu al shumah. So he says, you remember what he says, what the matzah is for?
They rushed out of the tzara.
Okay, so that it was b'chipaza, that we didn't have time for the batzek to rise. That's why we eat the matzah. Now, we know from the beginning of the Haggadah, there's another reason to eat the matzah. Halach ma'anya diachal avasana barad mitzrayim. Because it's what they eat in Mitzrayim. But that's not what the Baal HaGadah says when you say matzah zu al shuma. The halach ma'anya part, you could leave that out and still be yotzei the mitzvah. The fact that matzah is what they eat in Mitzrayim, it's an interesting fact. But it is not critical to the story. But matzah zu al shuma, that shelohispik betzekam, shelohispik, whatever the Lashon is over there, right? That there was no time for the dough to rise, that is critical to the story. You have to tell the story that when we left, it was clarifying. That there was no time. That the Yeshua Hashem was mamish, clarifying. There was no time to do anything. We thought when we were in Mitzrayim, we had been there for so many years, and we were so entrenched there, and the Mitzrayim was so committed to having us there, that it would be impossible for us to leave quickly. It would have to be a process. No. When it was time to leave, we left, and there was no second to spare. Just get out of here. Leave. Mamish, clarifying. If you don't tell the story with that element, you miss the story. Now, we wouldn't have known that. We could have told the story without that. We could have just told the story that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Gamliel is coming to say, no, that's not good enough. Hashem took us out keheref ayin. You got to know that it happened so quickly there was no time for the dough to rise. What about the maror? So the maror is pashat. The maror is why? Al shuma?
Bitterness.
Vayamaru is chayehem. So again, you could tell the story, avadim hayinu l'far of Mitzrayim. We were avadim. Right? It's fine. But if you're not going to, explain what was the avdus, you don't explain the merirus of the avdus, then you miss the boat. Then you miss the story. If you just say we were slaves and Hashem took us out, don't think you told the bare minimum of the story. You didn't, because you have to be ma'amik a little bit into what was the avdus. That it was merirus. It wasn't just we were slaves. Slavery is bad enough. But that it was a merirus. There was a bitterness while we were slaves. And when you tell the story, you have to tell that part of it. Now, we do in Magid. We do. When we go through the Pesukim, we tell about how bad it was in Mitzrayim, Vayimaros, Chayim, Bavarakasha, etc. We are ma'amik into it. But the Baal HaGadah is saying, Rav Gamliel is saying, you got to be masber that. You have to explain the merirus in order to be Yotzir Chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So far he's added two elements that we might not have realized. Not just we were Avadim, but that there was Merirus in the Avdus. Not just that Hashem took us out, but that He took us out clarifying, B'chipazon. You got to know that, and you got to tell that. Now what about Pesach? What is the element that's being added with the word Pesach? So what does the Baal HaGadah say? Pesach Hashuma. A Pesach she'achlu avoseinu b'zmach b'esem k'desh ha'ekayim al shum ma?
Hashem passed over.
Okay. So, asher Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu abateinu b'mitzrayim. Then Hashem passed over us. He skipped over our houses. So, what is being brought out by that? That's adding to the story that we would not have realized you have to include in the story. What do you think is being added by that?
Hashgachah.
Meaning?
That Hashem had an exact thing. He passed over one house and didn't pass over that.
Okay. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very exact between the Mitzrim and the Yidden. That it was a very exact, specific Hashgachah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped our houses, hit their houses, and there was no mistakes made. There was no... Aniva Lomalach. The Malach HaMavis had no chain, couldn't do anything. We were perfectly fine, and they were all killed. That is, I believe, correct. I think there's something a little bit deeper than that, but I think that is correct. Anybody want to add anything else to that? It seems to me that in addition to what you're saying, that what's the difference between Makas Becharis, where we actually left, and the first nine Makas? in the first nine Makkos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also only hurt the Mitzrim and not us. The Dam didn't affect us, the Tzfardeya didn't affect us, the Kinnim didn't affect us. Nothing affected us other than... Nothing. Nothing affected us. Even Choshech, where four-fifths of Klal Yisrael were killed, it's not that the Choshech killed them. That was just a convenient time to kill those who had to be killed. But the Makkos did not hurt Klal Yisrael. So it wasn't just Makkos Becharis, all of them were. But there's a difference between Makkos Becharis not hurting us and the other nine not hurting us. What's the difference?
We had to make the statement first.
Okay, we had to do something. The other nine, it was a free ride. It was a free lunch. Hashem said, nothing's going to happen to you, and I'm going to take care of them. And we just sat back and watched it happen. For Makkos Becharis, for the first time as an Am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded something from us. You take... you shecht it, you take the dam and put it on the doorposts and on the mashkaif, and then I will skip over your houses. It was a two-way street. That's the first time that happened as a nation, that there was an expectation on us to do something, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded. It seems to me that Rabbi Gamliel is emphasizing this point, the hashgacha, but that the hashgacha comes with an expectation on our part as well, that there's a two-way street over here, that it is a relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you tell the story, Avadim Hayinu Lefaru B'Mitzrayim Yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, and you leave out the Merirus, you didn't tell the story. You leave out that we got out Keharafayin, you didn't tell the story. If you leave out that the getting out was a two-way street, was a relationship, was an expectation that we do something and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu did what he said he was going to do, then you haven't told the story. Because our geula, as you know, was me'avdus l'cherus, was not to be chafshi, as you know, not to be completely free to do whatever we please, but to be b'nei chayrin, and ein ben chayrin elami, she'oisek b'talmud Torah, was in order to get the Torah. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, ta'avdu nesoh elokim al ha'har hazeh. When I take you out, you're going to get the Torah. Because that's the only purpose to get out of Mitzrayim. And if you tell the story and you leave that out, again, you haven't told the story. Then you haven't been Yotzei Sibur Yitzim Mitzrayim. Sibur Yitzim Mitzrayim is not simply we were slaves and we got out. It's we were slaves and we were brought out to a higher purpose to be the Am HaNivchar, to get the Torah and to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam Gamliel is emphasizing those things. So it seems to me when he says you have to make sure to call in the Shvachos in order, the Mishareses, in order that she hear Pesach Matzah Marar, he doesn't mean only Pesach, he means that she should understand the story, which is basic, plus these elements. And then one could be Yaitza, the Mitzvah, Sipur, Tzimtzum Mitzrayim. So it comes out, if this is correct, that Rambam Gamliel is really framing for us what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is really meant to convey. It's meant to convey that we were in a state of merirus, that it wasn't slavery is bad, but a person can live as a slave. A person can be born as a slave, live as a slave, and die as a slave. And it's not a great life, but it can be a livable life. It can be. If the master is benevolent, it can be a livable life. The person doesn't have any freedom, but it doesn't mean that they get beaten up every day. They have to work, and the person can live that way. It is possible. We have to understand that we weren't in a livable situation. It was merirus. It wasn't a situation where it's livable. It wasn't a livable slavery. It was a merirus. It was a terrible place to be. And we also have to understand that the only way we got out of that was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and saved us. We would have been that way forever. There was a merirus that would have remained that way forever. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and he took us out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was unlimited. When he took us out, it wasn't a process. It didn't have to be a process. It's true there were nine makas before makas becharis, but those were unnecessary. Those were only there in order, as the sukkim say, Ayisashrahi salalti b'mitzrayim. So you'll be able to tell your children how I toyed with the Egyptians. But lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was unlimited. He could change the situation. Mamish karefayin, there's nothing stopping him. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is completely in control of everything, and there is nothing stopping him, he's the one who took us out, and he took us out to have a relationship with him, that he elevated us to a status of having complete and total relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu like no other nation has. That to me is what Rav Gamliel is telling us in this Seder. Now we don't get to Rav Gamliel till the end of Magid, but you see from Rambam Gamliel what the point of Magid is, what the ikkar points to take out of Magid are, and that those elements have to be emphasized in Magid in order to be yaitz the mitzvah super existence. Right? Question? No. You look like you're going to ask a question. Okay. Okay. Fine. Any questions? Okay. Good. Good. I think that having this perspective helps, because Magid, when the way we have Magid is there are different parts of Magid, and one can get lost, one can lose the forest for the trees, one can get caught up on one element of Magid and miss the bigger picture, especially when everybody's saying Divrei Torah, so it's possible to miss the main part of the story. So it just seems to me it's important to have the general idea of what we're here to talk about before starting Magid, so we know that this is the goal. And then everything else is parparos. Everything else is interesting and adds to it. Kolamar bar ezem ashubach, that's great. But the to not to miss the main part of the story. Good?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.